2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, we don't know already the one we are holding back. And he might go on holding back so he can come in a few times to come. Because one wicked sitting the boat, we are walking under the quiet because people will go against God's law. But somebody are holding back. And the one we are holding back, I go on holding till him get moved out of the way.
In church, people sing many songs about the Holy Spirit, none of them more evocative than anointing fall on me. In this song, the Holy Spirit is presented as a personal empowerment for people, something that they can call upon to strengthen them. It's very personal and very individual, but this isn't the only image of the Spirit. 2 Thessalonians paints a picture of the Spirit as a defensive force, restraining the evil within the world and keeping it in check.
Somebody are holding back.
What's the work in the Spirit?
But somebody are holding back.
What's the work in the Spirit?
But somebody are holding back.
What's the work in the Spirit?
But somebody are holding back.
The work of the Spirit isn't just about individual empowerment. It's also about holding back the terror within this world. The Spirit is a dam against the tide of wickedness.
What's the work in the Spirit?
But somebody are holding back.
But the Spirit's work isn't just about defense, it's also about attack. We need to take this in a different direction.
John chapter 14.
I never asked the Father to send one thing as far as the elbow, and the devil didn't ask time. The elbow.
Before Jesus goes back to heaven, he says to his disciples that he's not going to leave them alone. He's going to send them the Comforter. The Comforter is going to be there to help them. He's going to be there to drive them forward. Work of the Spirit is an offensive force in this world. It puts people who believe in God on the attack to mash up the forces of wickedness in this world.
Spirit
within this world.